I'm Peter MacArthur. This is Del Aware for Wednesday, June 1st. Thanks for joining us this morning. When you think about our state treasurer, you might think of someone who holds on to the money, right? But in the recent past, State Treasurer Colleen Davis has actually been doing just the opposite. For the second time in just a couple of weeks, she's giving money away. And this time it comes around as part of a new program. This program is called Aspire 529. First of all, Colleen Davis joining us live. Colleen, good morning. Thanks for the time.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you bet. Why don't we just start by laying out what Aspire 529 is all about?
Yeah, absolutely. So we started Aspire 529 with the thought of helping foster youth. We found that roughly 3% of all foster youth actually graduate from a four-year college, even less go on to trade school. And we wanted to essentially find a way to help kids that are aging out of foster care to support their academic goals, whether that be college or vocational training.
I'll tell you why it sounds great is because as kids do transition out of foster care, it seems, Colleen, so many of their support systems fall away when they hit this certain age. You know, that said, this sounds like social services territory. How did your office get involved? Did they come to you, or what was the genesis of Aspire 529 along those lines?
Well, we'd actually had a fund that we'd had some challenges tapping into. It was essentially a fund that was set aside and continued to grow that was meant for marketing our 529 plan. And as you know, marketing can be pretty expensive, but if you don't tap that fund and it just continues to grow, those dollars that are sitting there that are meant to do that marketing work can really accrue. And so we found that those monies accrued over time quite substantially, so much so that we said, is there something more meaningful that we can do that would, one, promote our 529 plan, but two, make a real impact in people's lives and a real impact in our economy.
And there are so many various things that they can use these monies for. But I know, too, that there were, I guess you'd call them concerns about them using the monies wisely. And it was probably important to make sure that they would have some responsibility and some understanding of what would be a proper use of these funds.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think that you sort of hit the nail on the head. We're talking about youth that typically don't have that same safety net of a family that is, supporting their higher education endeavors. And what we're essentially trying to do is not only help them to, grab that next rung and find academic achievement by not having to worry as much about their finances, but also to help grow those really lifelong lessons of financial literacy. And so what we're trying to do is support the foster youth as they're moving to those next stages, but also really into the stage of adulthood and really thinking about what that looks like for so many. And we've partnered with a number of nonprofits that are already doing this work and helping to not only help foster youth to achieve their educational goals, but really their life goals through mentorship and other types of supports. And so we're really hopeful that we are able to sort of wrap around many of these young adults that are aging out. And as I said, they're sort of in this this group of folks who really didn't necessarily deserve the lot that they received in life and don't necessarily have that wider network of family to support them. And I just said, I'm hopeful I become the favored aunt among foster youth and young adults.
It's not a bad way to start, that's for sure. And as you kind of referenced, It could be, in many of these cases, kind of a first foray into the world of financials, the checks and the balances and such. And so having some kind of a net there in this situation, financial literacy, is really a key component of all this. You want to talk about eligibility requirements and some of the conditions of the Aspire 529?
Absolutely. So so everyone has the opportunity who who's, again, aging out. So at age 18 is typically when we're talking about receiving these applications. Someone who's interested in participating and applying to the program would just go to de.gov/Aspire529. And we'll accept those applications. Once the award is received, through that 529, Aspire 529 program, then they would then, essentially undergo continued training and professional skills, one-on-one coaching sessions, things like that. So each recipient would have to participate in two free private one-on-one financial coaching sessions. And we have, again, sort of partnered with Stand By Me to help provide some of that assistance. And then, as I said, we've got several other nonprofits that continue to sort of come alongside the youth to really help, and I should say young adults, to really help them to navigate some of those expected next steps when it comes to really kind of owning your future and becoming an adult and really a part of our economy.
State Treasurer Colleen Davis is joining us here on Del Aware this morning, talking about Aspire 529. Now, we referenced up top the fact that this is kind of your second time recently giving away money. The first involves those $300 checks, the rebate checks. What's the status of that process?
Well, so those checks have gone out. If you are someone who has not received a $300 tax rebate check by this Friday, then we want to hear from you. I will say that probably on average we have about between, depending on the time of year, you know, we've got certain times when our check dispensing is a little bit larger and more taxing than other times, but it's typically between 1,000 and 6,000 checks that we issue in a month. When we received the indication that the legislature was considering doing this tax rebate process, we sort of considered all the options and essentially faced a 30-day turnaround on 607,000 checks. And so it was quite the endeavor, but we were able to do it. And that process is pretty much complete. We're finalizing a few folks and otherwise by Friday, if individuals have not received their check, they should really be looking in the mail and reaching out to my office.
This process, I remember the beginnings of it. It really went quickly. I mean, especially through government stages, I can't believe that we're talking about it almost wrapping up. You know, you'd almost assume it would still be in the chat stage at this point in time. But, hey, it's good to be where we are with it. Once again, if you want to find out more about Aspire 529, de.gov/Aspire529. State Treasurer Colleen Davis joining us. Any parting words you want to let people know about or remind them about the situations we talked to this morning?
Well, I know. I mean, I think you really hit the nail on the head. It's de.gov/Aspire529. I will say that, Peter, we started this pandemic with a $255 million revenue shortfall. It was a daunting task. It took a lot of people to sort of come together and quite frankly, a lot of blessings that poured down on all of Delaware. I'd like to see us continue to be empowered to achieve our economic achievements across the board for everyone. And so I'm grateful to talk about the things that we're doing in my office and just grateful to be part of it all. So thank you so much, Peter. I really appreciate it.
Oh, absolutely. Any old time. Thanks so much. We'll talk to you again soon. State Treasurer Colleen Davis here on Del Aware.